We have a concept, firstborns. Hassel firstborn? No. You're a firstborn? And Sammy's not a firstborn. No firstborn men. Bonam, you're a firstborn?
Yes, I am.
And Eliezer is. Eliezer and Bonam, you're aware that normally on Erev Pesach, you're supposed to fast, but we always make a siyum. You can't do it this year on Shabbos, so we move it over to Thursday. Thursday, we move over to Thursday. Someone makes a siyum, which this year someone told me that the siyum daf yomi is on Thursday. It came out perfectly. So everyone's going to go to a siyum on Thursday morning and absolve themselves from the first dawn fast that normally happens on Erev Pesach. Simple thing that happens to everyone. Chassel doesn't care about this, but Bodenheim, that's the plan Thursday morning. You can't miss Shachar Dominion. You got to make a siyum to eat. Otherwise, you're forced to fast the whole day. Eliezer as well. I saw a rabbi say like this. The reason normally we allow, if you make a siyum on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, can you eat? No. It doesn't supersede a Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur is biblical. It doesn't supersede a Tisha B'Av. So why are you allowed to eat on a on an Erev Pesach? You should not be allowed. Just because you're a firstborn, you don't want to fast. Who cares? So go to the siyum and eat the meal later on like you do a normal day. What would you do on Tisha B'Av if you made a siyum on Tisha B'Av? You'd make a party in the morning, no food, like a bris milah, and then you eat the meal at night. So they quote like this. The reason why we tell firstborn sons on a normal year, eat in the morning, involved with a siyum, is because we can't expect the person, the firstborn son, to go to a seder and be that hungry. You know what happens? The famous joke, a guy comes to the seder, homeless guy gets invited to the meal, and they tell me, hey, come into the house. What do they give you at first? They give you parsley, it's a joke. They give you a potato, dip it to salt water. In my guest. Then they tell you, by the way, you want a cup of wine? We have to give a long drasha first. That takes 3 hours. We're going to go through the history of Klai Yisrael. From when? From Avraham Avinu's time. And then we're going to give you what? Maror and matzah. But the guy said, this is the worst meal of all time. You don't get the Shulchan Aruch until the guy's out of the house already. So we tell a firstborn, listen, we can't have you fast the whole day. Because you know what you say? This is going to look like a night if you're starving. You say that will take 18 minutes. See, legacy I've got with certain rabbis.
You'll have one bite, you'll get tired, you'll have one cup of wine, you'll fall asleep.
It won't work. So we tell us, we tell the Bechayim, we need you not to be cranky on Seder night. We need you to help out Erev Pesach. So you know what? Make a siyum, and we allow you to do it, even though we should normally tell you to wait till nighttime, like by Tisha B'Av. We tell you, no, there's a special need. You see, have the Suda, join the Suda of the siyum, and eat now. But some rabbis, Bodenheim, don't get upset with me. They want to say that, wait a second. Three Pesach Frank. That on a year like this year, when it's a Thursday, we don't care if you're cranky on Thursday. We don't want you on Erev Pesach getting to a Seder cranky, because then you'll have a quick Seder. But on a Thursday, we don't care if you're cranky. Therefore, they want to say, it's not so clear, on a Thursday morning Siyum, you could eat as well. My answer would be simply, I don't know, Bodenheim, Eliezer, Holden. If it's your own Siyum, for sure you could eat. Someone else's Siyum will play games. That's more of a leniency. If you make your own Siyum, it's one thing. But you should know, there is a question this year by some rabbis that when you're not making the siyum on Erev Pesach and you're moving it forward to Thursday, then the reason why we allow the Bechor to eat on what should be a fast day disappears. And since the reason why we allow them to eat disappears, the potential leniency to eat on Thursday at a siyum might disappear. Hope I didn't really upset you too much, Bodenheim and Eliezer.
Unless the siyum is meant to be annulled in some way.
Oh, so we have to come up with a reason why the siyum itself is such a beautiful thing. That means that someone to say, why do the firstborns fast? Very good, by the way. That's two for two, Bodenheim. Why do the firstborns fast? Because they were saved in Egypt? So someone to say, they weren't saved yet.
By the way, we were all saved, not
for we were all saved. And they weren't saved only Erev Pesach. They were saved Pesach by night. Why are we making them fast the day before? Simple answer, we can't have them fast on Pesach. But someone to say like this. The reason we fast the day before is because the firstborns were nervous. Firstborn sons were like, we heard there's a plague of firstborns. We don't know it's only Egyptians, not us. We're nervous. Oh, so because of the nervousness, they were fasting because they were nervous. They celebrate every year the fast of the nervousness. But when that's only working if you don't have Torah protecting you. But if you go to a siyum and you have Torah, you're protected automatically. The Bechor firstborn sons in Egypt wouldn't have been nervous if they would have had Torah. They didn't have any Torah yet. Therefore, nowadays, when you have a siyum on Erev Pesach, the happiness of the protection of the Torah allows you to eat. That should apply to Thursday also. Not just Erev Pesach. Whenever you have a siyum, you're confident. So you have a siyum on a Thursday. I know I have Torah nowadays. I'm protected. I'm not to worry about it. So I don't have to fast on Thursday because I wouldn't be nervous had I gone back to Egypt. That makes sense?
Yeah, but the fact that any learning, any Torah should be a remedy or a protection. Why a siyum per se? I read a page of Torah. I read this week's Parsha. Why isn't that protecting me?
Very good. I gotta think that over.
Like, what's so special about a Siyum that some guy reads four lines and it's protecting me? I could also read four lines of any Torah or any Gemara.
But then you have your questions should go a step further. Why do you only make a party when you make a Siyum? Make a Siyum on every page. You finish.
What's a Siyum?
I have a famous story for Moshe. I don't believe it. That a guy was about two, but he finished one page and he made a Siyum. I have not to believe it, but it's cute.
A Siyum means something, right?
A Siyum means you finish something. So there has to be a special level to when you finish something. It has to be. That's why you only make the party. And that party has a special protection. But I'm making that up. You're right. All Torah protects. But maybe the level that's necessary to calm the firstborn sons down is a higher level.
We make a scene when we say Chazak, Chazak, and Chazak. We finish the book. We make a scene.
Because we would have. If you learned the Ian in depth, a whole book, you would.
Oh.
If you learned the whole Sefer, even of Navi, Shmuel Aleph, maybe Shmuel and Beis are one thing. Yeshua, as a full intently, but most people say you should make a scene.
Oh.
So it could be the protection of the scene works out. And if that's the reason, because of nervousness and protection, and in Islam, it works out on Thursday as well, you can land that eating as well.
And what about Fast of Esther? It doesn't protect you for that? A seam couldn't nullify Fast of Esther?
People don't do it. Why not? Because we're not looking for the seam to get out of it. That's why. We're not looking to get out of the fast. But Chorim, we're looking to get out of it because we don't want them coming cranky.
That's the only reason why.
I'm guessing now. Have a Chag Kashi B'Sameach.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Are the others still there?